This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
This is Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. One of the most respected organizations in aviation, the National Association of Flight Instructors, or NAFI, is on the verge of splintering over a controversy that began with the removal of two board members and has grown into a battle over the governance structure of the 4,900-member group. The dismissal of longtime NAFI members Joanne and Sandy Hill prompted outrage among some members. They formed a new group called TBO, or Take Back Our Organization. The group, which formed last October, eventually set today as a deadline for the NAFI board to resign. Doug Stewart is the spokesman for TBO and offers his group's view of the situation. So, Doug, how did we get to this point?
Well, it's a rather long story, and what I'll try and do is give you a Reader's Digest version to cover everything from really when this all started. Back in 1995, the National Association of Flight Instructors and EAA came up with an affiliation agreement. And at that time, NAFI wrote some bylaws primarily to protect the board of directors so that EAA could not remove them, and in essence made these directors in their position forever. The only way they could be removed was to vote themselves out, resign, or die. In 1997, the Hills, who were part of that current board, started the Master CFI program. However, at no time did the board really give any vote on it. There was never anything in the minutes that the board said, yes, this is great, we're behind you. And they went ahead with the program, and it started to really catch on and bring a lot of recognition to NAFI. In 2000, a contract was signed between the Hills merely as reviewers of applications to become master instructors, and they signed a contract with NAFI to be those reviewers. It's interesting that the board really never, ever went and voted on the program, nor are we sure did they ever really vote on the contract. Between 2000 and 2005, the Hills were able to gain CFI renewal status for any instructor who gained Master CFI accreditation, and furthermore, Gold Seal approval if they held the appropriate ground or instrument instructor certificates. In the meantime, the board made no action whatsoever to bring on new members, and the board slowly started to shrink in size just because several of the members were getting old enough to feel they wanted to just retire and take it easy. Come to the present time, in October of this year, the board threatened the Hills with firing and said, either resign or we're going to fire you. And the Hills shared that with some of their close friends. And as a result of that, TBO NAFI was formed to try and stop this movement of the board. It's interesting to note that the Hills really were the only two members of the board who were proactive in trying to improve NAFI to make it a forward-looking association that really embraced change and kept step with what's going on in flight instruction, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So TBO was formed and endeavored to enact a dialogue with the board to no result whatsoever. The board has yet, at any point in time, to ever acknowledge TBO. Tom Poberesny, the director of EAA, got wind of what was going on, and he went to that board meeting in October with two proposals. Both of those proposals included a provision for the board to resign. One was for an immediate resignation. The other one was for a resignation within a year. The big thing that TBO was looking for was to start making the NAFI board a member-elected one so that they were no longer in this dominant position, totally resistant to any kind of change. Again, no formal acknowledgement. Then in the beginning of November, there was a meeting in San Jose during the AOPA Expo, and TBO got together, and at that point, they proposed a kind of a milestone date of January 31st, looking for some kind of action from the NAFI board, some kind of interaction with the NAFI board, to move ahead, to change the bylaws, and start moving towards a more member-centric organization. Again, no collaboration whatsoever. At this point, again, Tom stepped in and said, guys, please, will you wait? Guys, referring to us, TBO, will you wait until the 31st? And I hope that we can have, quote, significant progress, unquote, by that date. But stop ruffling the waters. And you know, pilots are an emotional bunch. We're certainly type A folks. It's a prerequisite to be a pilot. And there was some saber rattling going on. Whether that was counterproductive or not is a moot point at this point. On January 13th, Rich Stoll decided to kind of give up the reins of running TBO. He was getting exhausted, plus he wanted it to be member-centric. And so we formed an interim working group. Six folks belonged to it from all walks of the flight instructor world. I was asked to be the spokesman for that group since I knew an awful lot of people from my work at Air Venture, at the NAFI tent, things of that nature. In the meantime, we continued to wait until the 31st, promising and to hold to our word of doing nothing. However, on January 20th, the Hills, with very short notice of a meeting that was held over the telephone, were fired. And in fact, within 20 seconds of their being fired, the NAFI board of directors issued two press releases within 20 seconds, quite literally, of the Hills being fired, noting that the Hills had been fired and that NAFI was taking over the master instructor accreditation process. It's amazing how quick they can work when they want to. However, for the most part, they've just been dragging their feet. Obviously, TBO got pretty upset by all of that. We still held our tongues. However, we did start mobilizing and, amongst other things, came up with the idea of a petition and managed to go from idea to petition actually being online within less than 30 hours. That petition was addressed to the NAFI Board of Directors, and our request was that they resign immediately. And failing that, we requested EAA to rescind their articles of affiliation. They had until today, Friday the 6th, to respond to that petition. As of this moment, I have heard nothing from the NAFI Board of Directors. It's interesting to note that on that petition, which as of now is up over 137 folks, more than 31 of those signers were past national or regional general aviation award winners. So a lot of really influential folks in the flight instructor world, and yet the NAFI board still continues to just hold their tongue and be silent.
So if you don't hear from them today, what happens?
If we don't hear from them today, we have a whole bunch of different committees within TBO. There's a governance committee which is working on drawing up articles of incorporation. We intend to incorporate. We will add our name to it. There's been voting going on all week long to choose a name for the new organization. That name, the voting closes this evening. That name will have been selected. The bylaws will most likely be approved. There's been voting for that, and the voting certainly well ahead for approving the bylaws. Then we'll go ahead and form a nominating committee and come up with nominations for our board of directors, elect those folks into the board, and then move ahead in the formation of a new organization.
So is there room for two organizations for flight instructors?
Great question, Russ. And I got to say that, you know, we're still, it's obviously, it would be much more efficient to have just one organization. The NAFI Board of Directors has a few hours left here to really work if they want to. But our feeling is that our group certainly offers the quality. We're looking to move ahead. We're looking to have a group that really advances the flight instructor profession, one that is forward-looking, one that keeps up with all the changes that go on in aviation, not only in the technology but in the regulatory facets of it. We want to be advocates for the flight instructor community, and we feel that we have the capabilities to provide that kind of excellence.
Okay, well, we'll watch it with interest, obviously, and we'll be in touch in the future. Russ Niles, reporting for AvWeb.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.